It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Judge Thomas Govan, the municipal court judge here in Valley City. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Steve. Glad to be here.
Now, let's talk a little bit about some protocols for the municipal court that you'd like to pass on to the public concerning this pandemic.
Well, originally we were just doing things via the telephone, and to the extent we could do those, and it's permissible by the rules. And then we finally opened up to the public, but with some precautions. And those are primarily when people come into the courtroom, whether it's by the clerk or a peace officer, their temperature is taken, they're issued a mask, which they must wear, and then they go and they must wash their hands. And that's just to get things started.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we're proceeding along, I read the people their rights and take up the cases. And when they fill out their forms as to how they're going to plead or proceed, with their permission, we have the clerks sign a different form and initial it for them, so they are never physically touching the same paper that the people in court touched. And so that's another precaution that we're taking, not to spread this virus. And that's the whole idea, is for public safety. Not only the safety for us, you know, the personnel working there, but also for all the people in court that come in, whether it's civil or administrative or criminal.
Well, there's a few protocols then that they can expect that are going to be different. This has been a very interesting time, Tom, hasn't it, since March?
Yes, it has. The whole state was shut down, and you know, my understanding now is that the district courts are opening up too, as well as their jury trials. But again, they have their own precautions up there. But each case is kind of doing it on a case-by-case basis. We have a number of telephone or Zoom meetings, and across the states, the various municipal courts are operating differently. Of course, you can imagine the larger cities like Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, they somewhat have stricter protocols than we do. But the whole idea is, you know, to keep everything clean. Once the people are in there, the chairs get sanitized, then all the instruments that they touch get sanitized. And we're just trying to do our best to ensure public safety.
Tom, what's it been like, pretty unsurreal for you and your staff during this trying time, I guess? What are some of the challenges that you've had to undergo since March?
Well, primarily it's to keep a distance, you know, not only between ourselves, but between us physically and the people in court. And it has really slowed things down. And, you know, I think even for law enforcement dealing with the public at large, they've had their concerns as far as, you know, dealing with somebody that they've stopped or, you know, they're issuing a ticket to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really slowed things down for the whole system. But gradually, we're getting back to, you know, playing ball, so to speak, like everybody else. But, you know, just taking precautions. And I just thought it was important to tell everybody what we're doing for us, as well as to put the word out, you know, for everybody else.
Well, I'll let you take another minute to repeat what you said at the top of the show. We're with Municipal Judge Thomas Govan. The District Court in Valley City has a few new protocols. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, primarily when people first come into court, they must have their temperature taken by a clerk or a police officer. They're issued a mask, which they must wear while they're in court, covering their nose and mouth. And they must go and wash their hands. And then when they're filling out their individual forms, we have the clerks fill out a different form with their permission, so they're never physically touching the same paper the people in court did. And then once everybody's done, then we collect their papers and then, you know, sanitize their chairs and their pens and everything that, you know, they were using while they were there. And the whole idea is to keep everybody safe, as safe as we can.
Thanks, Tom, for your time today, and wish you all the best, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Bye.
There's Municipal Judge Thomas Govan, our guest here on our Voice of the Valley.